Sadly, the years seem to be catching up with me. I'm not as fit and strong as I used to be. I have to work harder to have an impact. And my hair has long since disappeared, and my strength with it. Samson had a similar problem, and sadly, a bunch of moral issues with it. Like John the Baptist, Samson's birth was foretold by an angel, and God intended a special purpose for his life. But, unlike John, Samson's ministry was anything but flawless. He was an impulsive, gambling, lying, womanizing, disrespectful, misogynistic, violent, vengeful, morally weak hothead. He allowed himself to be led by his loins more than his head or his heart. We certainly would not look to his conduct as a good example of how to live out a life of service to God. And eventually, his moral weakness led him into lockdown. After spending the night with a woman who was not his wife, Samson lost his hair and the source of his strength, or maybe the source of his pride, or possibly the physical reminder of his purpose in God. His strength was gone, and he was thrown into lockdown, grinding grain in the prison. But the good news is, with God, there is always a way back. Samson apparently used his time in lockdown to mature and reflect on his relationship with God. And when the opportunity presented itself, when lockdown was over, he remembered to call on God rather than his own strength and desires. God heard him, and Samson's strength was returned to him, enabling him to topple the pillars
and collapse the temple on top of the Philistines. Bit of help here, Nathan.
So the good news for us here is that our God is a gracious God, full of forgiveness and abounding in grace. No matter what mistakes we might make in life, there is always a way back. If we're sorry, approach God in humility and ask his forgiveness, he is ready to embrace us and will accept us back into his love and grace. We must never feel that we have messed up too bad to return to God. Even if we slip up in life, God is waiting to welcome us back. He can restore the lost years and continue to work out the purposes that he has for us.